We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha. After years of paying millions of dollars for firefighters and medical emergency services, Highland Beach is quitting and pushing ahead with plans to create its own fire department. Indeed, it will work to start it almost from scratch, something that hasn't been done in the U.S. since the days of the Great Depression and World War II. A new report says, if you're interested in what it would be like to be a firefighter for a private company, check out wildfirex.com for a detailed look at what is possible and what you would do if it were possible. In order to accommodate as many volunteer firefighters as possible, training for the volunteer fire brigades is offered. According to the report, if you want to make your home look like $1 million but don't know where to start, there are a number of options on the market for a firehouse design. This design will certainly not cost you millions of dollars, but it is a great way to see your $1 million home. Firefighters swear an oath to protect the community, assets, and local economy from man-made disasters. A single firefighter may cost $120,000, but a community saves $500,000 from fire damage. In addition to saving lives and protecting property, firefighters are saving communities money. If you continue to live up to the $1 million firefighter mentality, you will honor those values by demonstrating your great value to your community. Payments to volunteer firefighters amount to $5.1 million a year for the first year of their service. Dismissal from duty as a volunteer firefighter and compensation based on that figure, up to $5.1 million. Differentiating hourly wages is important to counter claims that firefighters are overpaid. Marin firefighters do not complain about their wages, and they are paid fairly, according to the Marin County Firefighters Association. But even if your firefighter is an iconic public figure, we should look at the reality of many firefighters' compensation and compare it to the reality of the sporting world. Burning is a nonprofit, U.S. and Canadian registered charity that includes over 1,400 professional firefighters from Calgary, supporting over 1,000 volunteer firefighters and their families. Every year, professional firefighters who volunteer for the model donate their time to the VFCS and members of the management team to make the calendar a success. With rents and home prices soaring, we have seen Marin bleed to death the few firefighters who once lived here. The average salary of a firefighter is not enough to buy even a median house in Marin, and it is too low to qualify for housing subsidies that encourage firefighters to live outside Marin in the event of local and regional disasters. Very few of these firefighters are paid such large salaries, and in many cases only experienced officers break into the six-figure bracket. There are few firefighters working in the San Francisco Bay Area, or even San Jose, but they cannot afford the cost of living here, let alone living in one of California's most expensive cities with the highest housing costs. While the local government claims that its priority is for firefighters to live near disaster preparedness, the high cost of living means that they have to commute 2 to 3 hours or more to work. This means that firefighters spend more time fighting fires than they need because there are not enough staff available to relieve them. This means you need 2 fire engines to get home before firefighters can even begin the dangerous process of tackling the fire. One veteran firefighter observes that this is far from ideal. Now, at 4 a.m., 11 guys have gone up and down the stairs. The department is large from a handful of firefighters to 1,134,400 sworn firefighters in a city of more than 20,000 residents. This is a small truck, but that's because it's the largest fire department in the United States and the second largest in New York City. There are 1,134,400 firefighters and, according to the U.S. Department of Fire Protection, there are more than 2,500 fire departments in America. If you are a city of 2.5 million inhabitants, this means that the 20,000 inhabitants of your city have or need at least 20 firefighters. It is reasonable to argue that firefighters are of considerable value to the community, but when a firefighter, EMT, or paramedic saves a person's life, there is no price to pay. So the question is, what is it worth when firefighters come to put out a fire or treat a heart attack? How do we
avoid getting to a point where so many of our professional brothers and sisters are paid so little and constantly fighting to keep their jobs? I can't understand why someone who lost $500,000 is in their head, but I'm dying to know why they turned it into $1 million just to buy another house. I decided it would be fun to look at and compare some of the $1 million homes in LA. This is the first fire station to be built in Dallas County and marks the beginning of a new era of firefighting at Dallas-Fort Worth Metro Station. Episode 1274 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Lily Woods. Adios.